Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Head to the Dahl Art Center in Rapid City this Saturday, 7:30 p.m. Mountain Time, to meet not one, but six versions of Chase Padgett's musical vision. His stage show is called Six Guitars. It's music, it's comedy, it's a look at the performer inhabiting six different characters, each with their own voice, views, and musical style. Chase Padgett joins us on the phone now from Portland, Oregon. Chase, welcome to In the Moment.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about how you kind of created this show with not just six musical styles, but really six characters that tell people about themselves and the music they're playing.
That is true. Each character represents a different genre of music. It really came out of just a personal challenge to myself, honestly. I really loved acting, I really loved improv, really loved playing the git fiddle, as some people call it, and wanted to combine them in a way that sort of challenged me in every way, and boy, did I ever. But it's been a real gift in my life and a real labor of love.
So who did this? I mean, I'm thinking of the first time I saw this sort of style was Whoopi Goldberg back in the day when she had a one woman show and would come out with these really vastly different. Lily Tomlin comes to mind. Who sort of inspired you to put it all together? Who were your inspirations in acting and music and comedy? Really?
Yeah. You know what? I grew up as a kid of the '90s, and I had cable and. That means that I watched a ton of Comedy Central. And they would just have these specials on that were so fun and cool and different. Dana Carvey's special really stuck with me and showed you, like, oh, you can just be charming, funny, but also these characters. And Rowan Atkinson had a special during that era that was Rowan Atkinson, famous for his character Mr. Bean. His entire special, though, it wasn't Mr. Bean. It was just him doing different vignettes of characters that were stitched together in a live performance way that felt really organic and flowed smoothly. And that showed me that you can be a solo performer, but not just be yourself on stage talking like stand-up. There's a whole range of choices you can make. And if you throw a guitar in there and you're not bad at it, it might go well too.
You're not bad at it at all, because you're pretty, that's one of the really delightful surprises as you watch some of these, YouTube videos, and I'm sure the full performance as well, that, you know, you expect there to be some guitar music, and then it turns out to be really
mostly
advanced.
Kazoos. It's mostly a
kazoo. Some really, so you must have quite a background with all those musical genres as well. Tell me about your music background.
Honestly, I had a real lucky roll of the dice. My whole life is really like a byproduct of having a really great public education arts program with music. When I was in fifth grade, I was in an elementary school that had its own music program, and that program had a guitar for every single student when you went to music class, 30 guitars.
Wow.
That's a real special rarity, and honestly, the chords I learned in that fifth grade class ended up informing me for years to come. And then I had band in middle school. Then I even had jazz band in high school. I learned real jazz theory as a teenager in public school. And that's not too common. It's really a testament to how important investing in the arts in public schools really is, because it can change lives. And it certainly changed mine for the better. And then I went to college and got a music degree and then did a bunch of improv classes. But it really all started there.
All right. Tell us who people are going to meet. Can we talk to any of those characters? Or do you do that on the spot for folks, or buy a ticket?
Look, it's real early, and I'm at the gym right now. So it's just
tell us who.
No, it's fine. My name is Peter Winter Jones. I hyphenated my last name when I married my wife. I'm a lover of custom art glass, ceramic, angel figurines, huge collector, eBay, it's an addiction, stop me. And I love folk music. So that's a guy that is loosely based on a character that I met who would play different bars or whatever in the hometown of Naples, Florida I grew up in. And the blues character, his name is Colin Gibbons. He's 87 years old. He's really based on a very special night that I saw Buddy Guy play on his birthday at his blues club in Chicago in 2009. it was such a indelible moment for me as a performer to watch a guy just with a drink in one hand and a microphone in the other, telling stories, slaying jokes, and slinging rhymes. It was awesome.
So there's a strong element, as I understand it, of improv as well during the show, and you know, some interaction with the audience. How challenging is that to really be in the character and then kind of, you know, going off script a little bit?
You know, honestly, it's freeing. I don't even know how I'd say it's challenging. I think it speaks to a lot of the experiences I've had as a performer in a character doing crowd work before. I used to work for Disney and Universal years ago, and that's all that was. You're given a character that people are familiar with already sometimes, and you got to go be funny for half an hour at a time, six times a day, 5 days a week, you know? And you learn pretty quickly that doing the character and doing that kind of crowd work is actually liberating, because you can go anywhere with any character, and that means you can go anywhere with any audience member. Whereas if yourself, the audience will pick up if you're being inauthentic, and you'll lose them a lot quicker.
Okay. So who did you play at Disney? What kind of characters were you walking around and interacting as?
Well, at Universal, I was mostly walking around as the Grinch, like the full face makeup and glued to your face prison kind of Grinch.
Really?
Covered in yak fur. Yeah, it was pretty intense. I also did Beetlejuice and some other stuff for seasonal events and things like that. And at Disney, I never was a guy in a suit. Instead, I was a close personal friend with Crush the Turtle from Finding Nemo.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow. So give me an idea of when audiences see six guitars, what's some of the reaction to those characters? What are you hearing after the show?
Oh, I hear all types of things. The biggest compliment that I get regularly is, I loved this character and it reminded me of fill in the blank. That always tells me that I'm doing a good job, that I'm honoring the, I don't like the word stereotypes, but there are archetypes to certain characters and genres for these musics. And it tells me that I'm giving them truth. If people walk away reminded of someone they actually know or love as an artist, that means that I'm on the right track. And honestly, it happens all the time.
So how do you avoid the stereotype, though, when you're, especially if you're crossing, you know, you're playing someone who's a different race than you are, for example?
Sure.
Or, you know, how do you avoid getting yourself into space where, you know, you're leaning too heavily on a trope?
I think stereotypes and tropes are easily hollow feeling to an audience, because you get the trappings of a thing, but you don't get the truth of it. If you are able to provide truth and, more importantly, vulnerability in the character in a real honest way that is relatable to anyone, regardless of whatever voice or posture you're taking, it will land in a way that is real and tangible to people. Whereas if you're just doing like the hallmarks, so to speak, you can breeze by them quickly, but you can't give them weight. That was a very intense answer.
That's what I was looking for, though.
Real artsy.
And let's do a little, you know, unpacking a specific character. So Peter, the folk musician, you know, tell me, where does his vulnerability throughout the program, you know, where do you sort of see that reveal itself?
Great question. So he's very amplified. He's easily the most sort of comedically amplified character, but in the second half of the show, he tells a whole story about how he played You Are My Sunshine at his uncle's funeral, and that's what inspired him to play folk music. Mourning the loss of a loved one inspired his love of music to start. And honestly, that's really just the story of how I, Chase Padgett, played Tears in Heaven at my dad's funeral when I was 19. I'm telling you the same truth, but I'm giving it to you through a character's lens. But the light is still mine.
And then you're reliving that moment in some way every night that you perform. And in some way, you're tapping into how you felt as a 19-year-old every time. How do you carry that around with you, you know, as a human and as an artist after the show's over?
Well, look, honestly, when the show's over, I go back to my hotel room and I do a lot of drugs. I just party like you would not believe.
Clear the slate.
I honestly... Doing art is a way to heal wounds. And when I first started doing the show years ago, I would think about how it's sad that my dad never really got to see this cool show that I get to do. Or I never really got to see him react to it, right? But I've done it hundreds of times now. It's been years since I've started doing it. And a lot of those moments, they still hold emotional weight to me, but they've changed. The scars smooth over into memories that I wouldn't give up for anything. And I think that's where it lands for me now. It's very pleasant. It's not necessarily digging up old problems. It's remembering old cherished memories.
Yeah. Talk to those young artists who are listening and looking at what you do, and they're interested in a career in the arts, or they're interested in a life in the arts, and they're trying to find their own voice, their own path. You came about this unexpectedly in some ways. What do you say to them? What are your thoughts for those younger artists listening?
Cool. I'll talk directly to them right now.
Right.
Attention, younger artists. If you desire a career in the arts, don't run, get out of there. Don't even bother. It's just going to murder everything in your life that you love. No, it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard. There's going to be ups and downs. You're probably going to be an Uber driver at some point, you know? But the biggest thing I could say is keep at it on a regular basis. Get in front of audiences if what you're choosing to do is a performing live art. Get it out there and fail. Fail often, because that's the only way you're going to get better at your craft. And I'd also say this part, too. And this is a thing I think is often underserved by arts programs, whether you're going to theater or music or whatever. There is a business side to the arts that you will need to know if you're going to be an artist. Chances are you're not going to want to be an entrepreneur. But in the modern landscape, every artist is an entrepreneur, and the quicker you figure that out and can provide at least some of that for yourself until other more professional people come along the way to help you, the quicker you're going to get to where you want to be.
The show is Six Guitars. Chase Padgett has been my guest. You can see him this Saturday, 7:30 p.m. at the Dahl Art Center in Rapid City. That's 7:30 p.m. Mountain Time. Chase joined us on the phone from Portland, Oregon. Thank you so much for being here. Welcome to South Dakota when you get here, and have a good time.
Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to it.